Bible, let's open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's real good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciate God coming and meeting with us, don't you? Okay. I mean, what a blessing that is. And these folks, you already came in tonight, and you've already got help from the Lord. And what about God? You don't have to have nobody say nothing to deal with your heart. Ain't that something? There's a God in heaven, and he don't need me to say anything for in order for him to speak to you. And I'm glad for that. I thank God. I'm glad the Bible says that if you're born of God, you have the witness in yourself. And you got that witness in yourself, the same God in heaven. I mean, we're not talking, folks often talk like a Holy Ghost is, you know, the redheaded stepchild of the Trinity. But friend, that's not the case. It's three in one, one in three. Thank God they're all three co-equal, co-eternal, co-powerful. I'm glad the same God of glory that sits on the right hand of the throne, same one sits on the throne. Somehow or another, he abides on the inside of my heart. You can't separate them. Amen. You can't separate them. It's the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of our heart. And yet the Bible says it's Christ in you that's the hope of glory. Christ in me. Amen. The Holy Ghost in me. Thank God. The Bible says, for our God's a consuming fire. It's God that burns on the inside. When you get one, you get all three. Amen. I didn't wait to get the third one. I didn't wait to get the second one. Thank God when I got them all. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. Ain't you glad it's that way? I thank God where we stand at right now, we're doing pretty good. Amen. Doing pretty good. You pray for me tonight. It's been a long time, so I've been hardly just as nervous as I am right now. But you pray God to help me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to try to mind the Lord. I want to do the best I can. I certainly need the prayer of the people of God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Of course, the Apostle Paul's dealing with the church at Corinth. And let me say this church at Corinth, they've got first generation Christian problems. Apostle Paul literally talks to them about being saved, but they're dealing with some things in and amongst themselves. And if we ain't all careful, we'll fall right back in here. That's why the Apostle Paul has wrote this to us. Then he reminds them of something. They sort of get to boasting about spiritual gifts and who has what and who don't have anything. And sort of like Baptists, you know, they all like to brag on who's the best singer and who's the best preacher. And as if you got that gift on your own. Amen. And that's the point that God's going to make to them. The Apostle Paul is that whatever you got, notice in verse 9, this ain't the message, but the Bible says whatever you got, he said to another by faith, by the same Spirit. If you got it, you got it by the will of God. Amen. Notice two verses I'm going to read and I'll be done. Bible says in verse 14, he says, for the body is not one member, but many. Amen. Verse number down in verse 18. He said, but now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. Verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked. Verse number 26, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now it's the last verse number 27. He says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you. God, we sure thank you for this time. I pray, Lord, you'd help us to preach the word of God tonight and power and unction, Spirit of God. Father, I pray that you touch your voice. I pray that you touch our body. And God, I pray that you touch our spirit and anoint our lips one more time. Father, I pray that God, if this is the last time and Lord, we ever get to say anything, I pray, Lord, you you'd help us to say the best thing. I pray, God, you'd help us to encourage the believers. I pray, God, you'd help us to evangelize to the lost. But God, above everything, I pray tonight that Christ would be exalted. That God, you know tonight, that God, the things that are in my heart, and you know the things that are in my mind. And God, I'm asking you, Lord, particularly, Father, I know you don't owe me nothing, but God, for a few minutes of time, I pray, Lord, help me to preach, Lord, with a clear mind, and help me to say everything that you would have me to say tonight. God, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the people of God, but I thank you most of all for the blessed Lamb of God. Ask you now to help us, Lord Jesus, that would be our prayer. In Christ's name we beg, ask all these favors. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to notice, he says this in verse 12. He said, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members that one body, being many, are one body. He said, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, having been all made to drink into one Spirit. I like that next verse real good. He said, for the body is not one member, thank God, but it's many. I got thinking about this. Let me say, just by way of introduction, thank God, I'm glad whoever's here in Christ Jesus. I said it the other day, but the moment we got in Christ, there was no more big ones or little ones, and we all became joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a pretty good standing for where I'm at. I mean, listen, friend, that God would put us in his dear and darling son, that the God of heaven would let somebody as filthy and as wretched as you and I be cleaned up and then be put in his son. That's a pretty good standing, I'd say. That the God of heaven wouldn't stop there, but would say he made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And boy, that verse helps me real good. I'm glad, thank God, I'm positioned there. But I'm glad sometimes that God lets me experience a little heaven while I'm down here on earth. I'm glad these times, thank God. And you say, preacher, what's that look like? It looks like when the presence of God shows up and God comes down. I was listening to a fellow the other day, and that's what he said. He said, these folks that they've been in church before and they've seen a fog. And listen, I done never found that in this Bible. I want y'all to listen to me real good. I ain't never found that in this Bible right here. But I'll tell you this, thank God, I ain't never seen a fog, but it has got foggy through some tears. Amen. I have felt the presence of God and show up on the inside of my heart and to really get to helping me sometimes. I'm sure thankful for that. But I got thinking about this. And no doubt there's a lot of folks in here, a lot of men in our church, and you're in the same sort of shape I'm in. And thank God we get to putting something together and we end up with more parts left over than we had when we start. I seem like I got thinking about this the other day. Hey, Brother Jess, I believe that whoever makes those things in China, I believe they throw a bunch of extra parts in that thing. And just so when I get done with it, I'm sitting around trying to figure out where do these parts come from? Amen. And what I need to do with this. And I got to thinking about that. But I want to say this. The house of God is not so. If God help me for a few minutes, I want to preach on this thought. That there are no spare parts in the house of God. Amen. That there's no spare parts. I say hallelujah to God. I'm glad tonight, friend, as we walked in the house of God, and we don't have not one person in this place that we can do without. Amen. And not one spare part. Amen. I mean, thank God the Bible says that God put us in this place as it pleased him. Amen. He didn't even ask our permission. He didn't ask us what we thought. He just put us in the body. I say, thank God. I'm glad I'm in the body. Amen. I understand tonight. There's folks that they say, well, they don't need me. And maybe I don't need them. But that's not so. Amen.
that's not so, thank God. Every person in this church is a vital part of the body of Christ, amen. Oh yes, thank God. Hey, you say, preacher, I don't never say nothing, thank God. Hey, could I tell you this tonight? I feel that heartbeat just all the time. And I thank God for it, amen. That heart sits out there and it goes pump, 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 pump. And mine's irregular. And sometimes it don't get right, amen. And it really keeps me up. Hey, but I can feel that heart. I like to feel those breaths. I like to breathe in and I like to breathe out. Hey, but I'm going to tell you, I never thought about how important one of them ribs was. And they never do say nothing. I never had felt them before until I fell 30 feet and I realized how important those ribs were, amen. I'm saying this to you, thank God. There's an awful lot of folks in the house of God. They may not never run the house. They may not never shout her down. They may not never raise their hands. They may not never sing a song. But they mean just as much to Christ as anybody else, amen. You better believe that's right. There's no spare parts in the body. I got faith in the Lord to help me tonight. I want to preach just a few messages, and it'll be just that. Not even a few points. I'll preach a few messages as fast as I can tonight, all right? Yeah. But I'm going to say this. If we're not real careful, we'll start to get down on the body, amen. And we'll start to get down on the body. But I thank God for the body that I got, amen. I'm glad that I'm in the body called the church. I thought about a few things tonight that can happen to our body that we got to watch out for. And number one, let me say this, and watch what your Bible said. Verse 15, he said, if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore or not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? I got thinking about this. And the first thing we got to watch out for is disease in our body. Amen. Oh, listen, thank God. I'll tell you what you do for this natural body. Every time you go around, you get to fellowshipping. I watch everybody in this place. And they pump these things as hard as they can. They wipe down everybody. They wipe down kids' hands. They wipe down their Bibles. They wipe down everybody they touch. And you know why that is? You're trying to keep disease out of your body. Amen. And the best you can do, you're still going to get sick. Amen. Thank God. But oh, listen, I'm saying this, if we're not careful, hey, sometimes we come in the house of God and the body's just caught and just a little sick, amen. Hey, you know, listen, I don't mind. Have the ladies in here, look here, it's man flu season, amen. And that's where we all don't do real well with getting sick, amen. I don't care for my body to hurt, but I'll tell you one thing, I can't stand much. I can't stand my nose to be stopped cut. One of the greatest inventions ever made is Afrin, as far as I'm concerned. He squirted up one side, and if my nose is clear, I can feel good. Hey, you say, brother, that's dumb. I want to tell you this. Not one time, Chase, not one time had my nose has ever been stopped up. Have I thought about taking out a knife and cutting off my nose? And not one time. And because I ain't got no spare parts. Hey, you know what I do? Thank God. I just do everything I can how to get this nose right here is smelling better again. Amen. Oh, yes. I know this is real simple preaching, but I want you to get a hold of it tonight. Oh, friend, these times in the house of God, and on one side of the church, it might be a little stopped up, amen. On another side of the church, it might be running a little fever. At one side of the church, might have a little flu. I'll tell you what we don't do. We don't start cutting off members because they ain't doing good. Amen. 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 You come by my way sometime, and to listen, even tonight, I'm trying to look here. I'm as happy as I ever am. But I got to preach revival. I'm trying to spare my throat. And I know these folks sitting there, and they'll get to thinking, what's wrong, Brother Kevin? What's wrong, Brother Kevin? Ain't nothing wrong with me, thank God. How about I'll tell you what I do whenever my nose gets to stop cut? I don't go call Josh and say, Josh, what's wrong with my nose? Amen. What's wrong with my nose? Amen. No. I'll tell you what I do. I start trying to doctor it. Amen. And before very long, that nose will get to smelling good again. Amen. And listen to me, friend. I understand there's disease comes in. And you can't help it sometimes. If you live in the South in the wintertime, you're going to get sick. Amen. It's going to happen. You might catch it down at Walmart. You might get in the house of God. But you're going to get sick. And I'm telling you, if you're in the body of Christ, there's going to be times that you're not functioning quite as good as you used to function. Amen. He'll say, preacher, what do I do then? Everybody look up here at me. Listen real good. This is real simple. You know what happens when my nose stops breathing? And my mouth starts working. Amen. Yep. Thank God. Yep. Amen. I'm saying this. That mouth ain't meant to breathe in. But when the old nose stops up and the mouth says, it's time to breathe in and out, sir. It's time to breathe in and out. And when you get in the house of God and you find somebody who's usually up here and they're down, that's not the time to look over and try to figure out. That's the time to pick up and start doing more. Amen. Oh, yes. We'll get in the house of God sometimes. And my friend, listen, if the nose stops breathing and then no mouth wants to start breathing in, and all of a sudden now we're in trouble, ain't we? Amen. All of a sudden just a little sickness, it'll lead to death. Amen. Amen, friend, I'm saying this to you tonight. And we don't have no spare parts. And thank God I'm glad in the house of God. Everybody in here, listen. It's a needful and a necessary thing. And for us to just get in this thing. You know what I'll do? Listen. Now, of course, y'all know what I do. I deal drugs for a living. And anybody listens to this on a CD, I'm a pharmacist. Amen. I will make sure that's clear. But I'm going to say this to you, friend. Where we get out sometimes, I know just what to take. Boy, I'll get me some Sudafed 30 milligram. I'll get me a little bit of Afrin. I'll put a little chlorpheniramine 4 milligram. And Brother Sharon, I'll start off the day bad. But by the end of the day, I'll be feeling pretty good. Amen. And you know what happens? Thank God. I just start targeting what's going wrong in my life. And I'll tell you what we ought to do. Thank God. You look over sometime and to see my hands down. And whenever you see my hands fall, that'd be a good time to get down on your knees. Amen. And say, thank God, thank God. And maybe instead of Brother Mike, maybe instead of talking about each other, and we could just try to maybe step it up and try to help each other. Amen. I feel like shouting on that a little bit right there. Amen. I'm saying this, we're not careful. That disease will come in our body. Watch the next thing. I want you to look with me down verse number 20. At verse 21 it is. He said, I cannot say, I have no need of thee. Notice this, he says, nor again the head of the feet, and that I have no need of you. Not only sometimes do we got a diseased body parts, but sometimes we got damaged body parts. I'm going to tell you, thank God, listen, you can't look at somebody who is feeble and who's wounded and say, man, I don't need you no more. Amen. I'm telling you, listen to me. I want y'all to hear me. I don't know what it is about a pinky toe, but that thing right there don't even mean nothing to me. And listen, I mean, we used to have bets. As you know, you bet your big toe, bet your pinky toe. But I'm going to say this to you. You ever stubbed that thing, thank God? You ever hit that thing? In the middle of the night, you get it caught on your bed frame and get it caught on the edge. Y'all know what I'm saying. All of a sudden, that thing's there. But you know, not one time has that ever been hurt that I thought, man, I believe I'll just cut it off. I believe I'll just do without it. Here we are in the house of God. Listen to me. I want y'all to hear me. Have these folks, no doubt, in this house. And I mean, you've been through some life, have been through some wounds, have been through some pains. And the, listen, in the church of God, if we're not real careful, we'll cast them off. But I'm telling you, we ain't got no spare parts. Amen. If you're wounded, amen. If you've been beaten, if you've been bruised, have the church of God still needs you. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Listen, there's some things. Look here. I don't. I mean, I'm just. I'm trying, brother. You pray for me. I'm just saying. Sometimes we come in the house of God, and all I've got's a little cut, just a little wound. And you know what? I'm expecting that wound to happen. I'm expecting some of that wound to heal in just a few days. Amen. It won't take long. That cut right there. That cut right there. It's going to be clear, and you'll never even know it was there. Amen. But then there's also been some deeper wounds. And listen, it took me a few months to get over breaking them ribs, brother. I didn't think I'd ever get over that. Amen. And then there's some wounds that they've went so deep that they've lasted a pretty good long time. Listen, I've got a boy sitting right there, 14 years old, and a month before he was born, dove in that shallow into my pool, fractured C6, C7, T1 vertebrae. I'm telling you, listen, friend, and still to this day, every time I preach, and when I get done preaching, that neck reminds me, it's not what it used to be, amen. But by the good grace of God, it's still functioning, amen. It's still functioning. It's still functioning. I'm telling you, thank God these folks have come in the house of God, and they're wounded deep, and some of them's got little cuts, and some of them's got bad cuts, and some of them's been wounded beyond what you could ever imagine. You say, preacher, what do you do with them? I'll tell you what I've done with my neck. I put a brace around that thing. Let everybody know it was hurt. Amen. And so everybody would be real gentle with me. Amen. You know what we ought to do with the folks in our church that's been damaged? Amen. You be real gentle with them, all right? I'm saying these folks that come in, and you don't never know. Listen, you say, well, who is it? It's everybody. Amen. I feel like that was all right. I felt the Holy Ghost help me on that. I'm saying this, thank God. You don't know who's damaged around you, do you? Amen. So the best thing you can do, thank God, is just handle everybody real, real gentle. Amen. Yeah. And now I'm rough with my boys. But when my boys was the size of Parker, I was not rough with them. I don't even like for nobody to hand me a baby now. You know that, Shannon? I don't even know what to do with them no more. I forget where I'm supposed to support head. I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to drop them. Hey, listen, when it comes to babies, I don't know what to do with them, Callie. Hey, but I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to listen to me real good. And one thing God has put in my heart is how to take these hands and this heart, and when folks come in that are real wounded, is to be able to say, listen, God's still great, and the fight's still worth it, heaven's still sweet, and keep fighting what you always fought. There's a God in heaven, a finish line in sight, it will be worth it. Amen. No spare parts. If you quit and tap out now, we don't have another one. Brother Delmer, if you go to the house, they don't make Delmer sandwiches every day. Amen. Everybody shout her out and say, hallelujah, that's right. How about listen, if Ty England goes to the house, he ain't been preaching for 74 and a half years. But if Ty England goes to the house, they don't make Ty England's no more. Amen. Oh, yes, that's right. Ain't got no spare parts. I mean, not Misty, they ain't making no more Misty Smiths. Amen. Thank God they ain't making no more of us. Where God put you, he put you, and there ain't no spare parts. So let's just take real good care of the ones God gave us. Amen. What's your Bible? I'm trying to be. I'm already wore out. You're going to have to pray for me. Ask the Lord to help me. Bible says in verse 22, he said, nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. We are, listen, like it, lump it, however you want to deal with it, Donnie. We're a decaying body. We're a decaying body. I'll tell you what, listen, I'll tell you what used to happen in my life, Sheila. I've got them three boys. And before I'd say, all right, you boys want to race to the car? And I'd give them a head start. I'd bet that's about halfway there. Now, I'm not going to lose to my boys. Y'all do whatever you want to do with it. I'm not that guy. Amen. If they beat me, they beat me fair and square. But I'm going to give it everything I got. Amen. And I'd give them a head start. And then I got to noticing one day, I couldn't hardly give them as big a head start Two things was happening. They was getting bigger, and my body was getting slower. Amen. And then came that day that the best effort that I had, I could not keep up with my oldest boy. And you know what happened after that? I quit racing. Amen. Yeah. I'm a sore loser. Amen. You better believe it. Thank God. And I'm saying this. And then came up heaven. Now listen to me. I'm telling you this. And I'm being as serious as I know how to be. Have the best we can, Doug. Me and you slowing down. Amen. We ain't to look here. We ain't what we used to be. Amen. And they say, Brother Kevin, I remember when you used to run up and down the aisles. That's before I had a bad hip. Amen. And sometimes it lets me, but sometimes I take a stand on it, and I don't know if it's going to hold me or not. He'll say, preacher, what do we do? Well, I'm going to tell you what the Apostle Paul does here. He's reminding them, thank God, we've got some feeble members, and we ought to take real good care of them because they're necessary. Amen. Hey, listen, let me say this. Let me say this. I wouldn't give you $100,000 for every senior saint that we got in this church. It's been as faithful to the Lord as they have. Amen. And I tell you what I would to God. Now listen, it's just from my heart, y'all. You do with it whatever you want to. And we got some parts, thank God, and they're younger parts. You got the same on your body. That skin, it rejuvenates itself every 30 some odd days, something like that. It gets new, but it looks old. Amen. That's right. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what I would to God. I would to God that we had some older saints, that they'd get a hold of some younger saints, and they'd say, this is the way you run the race. Amen. Hey, listen, could y'all, I'm going to give you permission right here to do this in love. Would you do this? Would you help me? That's some of our old, listen, I don't have no problem dealing with men, but some of our older ladies, that they love the Lord real good. If you see things and they ain't just hardly right with some of our younger ladies, you know what you ought to do? Thank God in love. We ought to take those, listen, this is Bible, by the way. It is Bible for our older ladies to teach our younger ladies. That is what the Bible teaches us. That is the example of this book. And we don't have no spare parts. Amen. I'm going to say this. We can talk about and say, man, this generation, they don't seem to know how to, they don't know how to worship, and they don't know how to dress. They don't know how to talk. I'll tell you what. Well, I wish some of my saints would do that's been so faithful. Right. Now listen, if you're 30 years old, you probably ain't warranted the ability to go grab a hold of a 25-year-old and say you ain't dressed right. There's some things that Kevin can say at 45 that I could not say at 19. And the longer you stay on that road, the more God will help you to say things that other people can't say. But we got some senior saints in here. Some that's been planted by the rivers of water. They've got big old palms on the outside of that thing. I would to God. Listen, I'm not nobody. I'm really trying to mind God, and I'm trying to move on. I want to listen. This right here. I got a boy. Listen, I'm not no kind of parent. I'm just trying to do the best I can, like everybody else in this room. And everybody in here messes up, and there's no different in my house either. I got to apologize to my kids, and you probably got to apologize to yours. And if you ain't, you probably ought to find a place where you should. Amen. You're not batting 1,000 either, thank God. But I want to tell you this. I was the other day we was walking out, and we got done visiting. Davis was still here. He's out visiting with some other folks, some other men, and I went ahead and left. Now, I didn't leave because I'm afraid to get home late at night. I get home late at night just about every night. Now, I'm going to tell you this. When I left, I thought, you know what would be real good? Brother Creston Burke is going to drive right by my house, and I've got a boy who needs to know there's more people that love God than just his daddy. And if I could get my boy around some other men that really do love the Lord, I'm going to tell you where. Now, listen, don't get anybody get mad at me because I'm still happy in the Lord. But what I found is I don't have a whole lot of men that's interested in really spending some time with some young men and trying to help them live this thing a little better than what they have. Amen. And so I dropped him off, and you know what happened before very long? Davis developed a relationship, Brother Creston. And now, Tanner, guess what? He likes him. Amen. What about that? Amen, thank God. I'm saying this, we got some members, amen, and we've got to teach the younger ones coming on how to do what the older ones have always done, amen. We're not making spare parts. But we've got Ellie's and Aubrey's, and we've got Remy's coming up, and Lakin's. We've got these youngins coming on. And they're as much a part of this body as you are. As much a part of this body as you, Brother Kevin, Kayla. Thank God we need somebody that's going to come around, grab a hold of some Zays. We need some Allies and some Hannahs and some Chloe's and some. I mean, we need somebody like some Miss Irene's, Miss Crabtree. We need some of these ladies, Miss Wilders that come along. We need to grab a hold of some of these younger ladies and say, listen, it's worthy and it's right and it's good. Mary, we need some folks to come along. Brother Kyle, we need some men to come along. We need to grab a hold of some of these young men and say, guys, this is the best way to run this race. And they need to see it at the house, and they need to see it at Walmart, and they need to see us on fire at the church house, and they need to hear us praying, and they need to hear us shouting, and they need to hear us support. They need to hear it, amen. We only got one body. No spare parts. Is that right? Watch your Bible here. Thank you, brother. Sorry to call you a preacher. That, you get a preacher's reward. Watch what the Bible says here down there in one of them verses. You'll find it says it like this. It says that there should be no schism in the body. No spare parts. Why is everybody dying on that one?
Oh, that's right.
No spare parts. No spare parts. We can be diseased if we're not careful. We can decay. But here you find, if we're not real careful, we'll get defiled. See, now listen, I can deal with a cold. And you can walk off a cold. Go get in the sunshine. Praise God. I mean, just mount up, be a man, be a woman, go on about your day.
Right.
But now it's a little different if a cancer shows up.
Right, brother.
Right. Ain't that right, Miss Valerie? I mean, it's a little different. It's a little different. Things don't start setting just right, Brother Doug. All of a sudden, something starts growing in your body, and it's against your own body.
Yeah.
I wish you'd hear me.
Right.
I wish you'd hear me. We're not just real careful. There'll start to be things grow in our body, and that they're cancerous. And they turn on our own body.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, those normal cells turn abnormal.
Yeah.
And
good preacher.
Oh, hey. You know what gets to happening when that happens, Brother Jordan? It's all out war. Whatever we have to do to kill the cancer, we'll do it. Now we ain't got no spare body parts. Now you listen to me. If I get an infection in my toe, I'm going to do everything I can to keep it. If I get cancer in my toe, cut my foot off. Y'all listen to me real good. Cut that thing off. If we can't treat it, don't let it infect the whole body. Cut that thing off. Amen. Say, preacher, they ain't. My mama, she ain't here tonight. She's with my mamaw. My mama, she probably won't even like me telling this, but I'm telling it anyway. Mama's got a hole right here, and they stitched that thing up, and it looks real good. She's got a hole right here where cancer eat through it. And she wasn't worried about what everybody thought about how that nose looked anymore when they said, if we don't do something with this, it's going to get you. She said, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out.
Right.
Now listen to me. Cancer don't just show up and say it's cancer. Starts real small. Things like bitterness. Things like strife. And anger. And if you don't, that's right, brother. If you don't deal with it pretty quick,
yes.
Brother Shannon, it'll start to develop. And then what happens next is I sort of find somebody else who feels the same way about it as I do.
Yeah.
I'll say, I wish they wouldn't have said that tonight, don't you? Brother Jared said, yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why Brother Kevin said that either. And then Elijah heard it over here. I said, Elijah, I don't know why he said that tonight to you. Elijah said, no, I don't know why he said it either. And Elijah goes home and he says, hey, Mom, can you believe what Brother Kevin said tonight? And then before long, I've got a whole bunch of folks that because of one person, you know, maybe four or five opinions have started to change. And they forgot we ain't got no spare parts. And then what starts with one or two or three, it'll start to take over a section. Then it'll start to take over a church. And then the next thing you know, everybody who used to say, Brother Kevin, I'm just using me for example. Everybody in here loves me for the most part.
Amen.
I said, man, I tell you, I appreciate that preaching you preached this morning. You keep preaching like that to me and my kids. And they go out and they say, why you got to be a smart aleck? I've been preaching the same way I've been preaching since I was 18 years old. Just the same. I've been saying the same things in the same way the whole time. Y'all listening to me? September 25th, 1999, this year be 27 years preaching the same way, the best I know how to do it. And 27 years ago, it went over real good. But I'm figuring out the longer this thing goes, they're about ready to get rid of the old preachers. They say, we got some spare parts. Y'all listening to me? We don't need, I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about all of us. If you ain't real careful, you'll let that schism get between me and Doug, or Doug and Kevin, Kevin and Clark. Now all of a sudden the body gets defiled. And you know what hinders worship? Amen. When you come in the house of God and there's little cancer pockets all over the church.
Yes.
See, if that's localized, we can deal with it. But one of the worst things you can ever hear is it's metastasized all over the body. And when it has, we're in trouble. I'm gonna give you this one more. I'm tired. I'm gonna give this to you. My body's wore out. You pray for it. Would you do that? I want you to watch this part, would you? The Bible says whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Sometimes our body's just distressed. There's gonna be times the best you can do, you're gonna be tired. Now, we're not usually as tired as we think we are. Is that right? You know, along about Thursday night of revivals, we got revival coming up. I'll go ahead and say this. Along about Thursday night of revival, everybody starts talking about how tired they are. Yeah. There ain't nobody near as tired as they think they are. And the way you know that's if somebody, you know, on Thursday night or the next day said, hey, if it's turkey season, said, hey, you want to go turkey hunting? All of a sudden you say, let's get up at 3:30. I thought you was tired.
Yeah.
What happened was she's not interested. We really get interested. I found no matter how tired I am in my flesh, if I'm real interested, I've done crazy things to have a good time. Drove 3 hours, sat in traffic for another hour. Sat in a stadium for 3 hours. Sat in traffic for another hour. Got home at 1 o'clock. Never did complain about being tired. That's amazing. Come to the house of God at 7. Get out at 8:30. Trying to figure out why the preacher preached long. Got no traffic. Took me a long time to get out of the parking lot. Dairy Queen was backed up. I'm telling it right, and everybody in here knows it. Sometimes this body gets tired. Sometimes you get tired, don't you? We get tired. Sometimes the body's suffering. It's under distress. That word literally means to be stretched apart. Sometimes, Sheila, we get pulled apart, don't we? Dealing with so much.
That's right.
So many angles.
That's right.
You say, what do we do for that? What do we do for that body part that's getting pulled apart? Well, I'll tell you this. I promise you, I'm trying to quit, but y'all listen to me real good and I'll be done. Will you? Just give me 3 minutes, I'm done. Somebody can put a clock on it. I still play every day with my boys for the most part. We get outside, and I'm not, you know, it's all usually Davis and Evan against me and Owen. We play soccer all the time. But that hip, took a step on it, give way, and I fell down. Now, Davis laughs at everything, so they did laugh at me for a minute. But you know what my boys done when I fail? They come running over, and they said, Dad, you okay? I said, I hurt myself. And then the next thing I know, I've got arms. There wasn't nobody, Callie, saying, hey, you're too old for this. There wasn't nobody talking about me. When I was hurt, there was hands that reached out and said, we're going to help you up, Dad. Now listen, they tried to help me. But their dad is eat up with pride. I mean, eat up with it. So I hobbled in the house, and my wife said, it's about time for you to hang it up. But they don't have a spare dad.
Right. Amen.
Praise God.
That's right.
That's good, preacher.
And if I've got to wreck this body,
yes, sir, preacher,
to be their dad, well, I done made up my mind. I'm going to do it. I'll deal with all the surgeries when they're gone, but they ain't got no spare dads. And I'm saying this to Amazing Grace, I don't have no spare members, not none. If you're distressed, I want to reach out my hand and help you. If you're diseased, let's pray and ask God to heal it. If there's cancers growing, let's just come up and let God just zoom in on that thing and kill it. Let's get all those schisms. Let's let them get out of here so that God can have his will. Now, I promise. I told you 3 minutes, I'm done. Listen. You know what happens? Everybody listen. You know what happens if we don't take care of it? You know what happens if we don't fix it? The body dies. You get cancer, you don't do nothing with it, it dies. And we don't have no spare parts. They ain't making other ones. They ain't Amazing Grace is everywhere. You ain't everywhere. You ain't everywhere. You may be a rib in this church. Maybe a tendon. Maybe skin cell. I don't know. But I know this. There ain't no spare parts. We need all hands on deck. Stand to your feet. I've cleared my heart. Listen, you come play, Donnie, whoever you're going to come sing. I don't know your heart. I don't know where you're at tonight. And honestly, I know I preached a long time, and I'm sorry for that part. I am honest when I say this. We need everybody we can to be everything they can for the glory of God. And if you can't be that tonight, I hope the other members would just sort of come swooping in and try to help you.